us be prepared for our road games during the season. And if, and this is a big if, we have to go on the road in the playoffs.
All right.
Because I plan on being home, Dirk.
That's right. So do I. We'll be back with more. But right now, I want to remind you that if you want a fail-safe way to enjoy everything this year, just head on over to your local retailer and pick up some ice-cold Coke Zero. See what they did there? Real Coke taste and zero calories. Two amazing things combined to make one super amazing thing. If they can do that, what else is possible? Coke Zero, Hancock Bottling, Coca-Cola. We'll take a quick timeout. Your questions for Coach Pearson right after this.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
Come on, man.
All right, guys, listen up.
Yes, sir.
And before you step out into the night, possibly meet the woman of your dreams, I want you to do something for yourselves.
Yep.
Besides putting on deodorant.
Good.
I want you to appoint, elect, designate a driver. Because great times don't happen without that guy. No, they do not. Because he's the guy make sure you don't act like an idiot in front of the cute girl staring at you across the room. He's the guy who buys a cold Budweiser, sends it over to her and says it's from you. He's the guy who requests a slow song while you guys are doing the Douglas or whatever you call it in the center of the dance floor. And then, at the end of the best night of your life, he makes sure you get her home safely. As if he hadn't done enough already. So raise high.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Invest Financial Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC.
With United Express flights direct to Chicago, the possibilities are endless. Well-timed flights from Houghton County Memorial Airport provide passengers with access to nearly 570 daily flights heading to more than 125 domestic and more than 30 international destinations. United connects Chicago to more of the world than any other airline. Plus, frequent flyer members can accrue United Mileage Plus miles to use for award travel on United and its 28 Star Alliance partners. It's close to home and reliable. Book now at united.com.
State Farm, this is Kristen.
Wow, it's 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24-7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone!
Where was this person when you needed your diapers changed?
Mom, please, get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24-7, like no one else. Get to a better state.
Visit your Kelly Jepson State Farm office in Houghton. Call 482-1210 or visit the website for more information.
All right, we don't have a whole lot of time, so we're going to go right to the questions here today for Coach Mel Pearson. Again, if you have a question, you can try to get it in. I don't know if we'll get it in time, but DJ@themix93.com. It's DJ@themix93.com. And let's get to the questions as soon as I can just find them here. Here we go. Coach, this Husky fan is traveling from Fort Lauderdale, Florida to see the Huskies play this weekend. How do you guard against any letdown after two emotional road wins and playing a last placed team?
Well, thank you for coming up, and you'll enjoy it up here. We got lots of snow, and I think the biggest thing is, Dirk, is it's all about us and our team, and it's not who we're playing right now or where we're playing the games. We have what I call a standard of play, and we have to play up to those standards. Now, having said that, we're right in the mix of a real heated playoff race, and our team knows it. I mean, they're smart. They understand it. They understand how important every game is, and I can tell you this team will be ready to play. We've been ready every game this year, and we've got some things to prove. We've got some things to prove, number one, to ourselves first. So we'll have spirited practices this week. We've got some good competition on this team, and like I said, we're right in the battle for the playoffs. So it's our job as coaches, but more importantly, our job is their job as players to get ready to play. But like I said, we'll address what we need to do and how we need to play, and we have to play up to those standards of play, and we'll be fine.
Coming off the weekend sweep, does Mel anticipate keeping the lineup the same going into Friday night?
We always look at the lineup, whether you're winning or losing. We're not afraid to make changes to our lineup. But having said that, we had a lot of guys play very well this weekend. But will it be the same? I don't know if it'll be the same yet or not. But like I said, we got a number of players who can play. We've got some good competition on this team. And we need some guys who are going to be hungry this weekend that want to play.
Coach, goaltending, what are you going to do with the two goaltenders? Both have gotten wins over the weekend.
Well, I like our goalies. I don't know if we'll continue just to rotate them, but before the weekend, before I even left on the trip, I told Phoenix he was going to play on Friday night. Now, we usually wait till the night before, just in case, how practice goes, whatnot. But I thought it was, ready to get him back in, and we told Jamie he was going to play Saturday. So they both knew. I told them, you got one game to focus on. I need all your concentration on that game only, and we'll go from there. So, but we haven't talked to our coaching staff yet, and I haven't talked to Dieter Cockin. So we'll see going forward how we do it.
Coach seems a little bit non-committal on whether or not he was happy with the goaltending overall this weekend. What were your thoughts on both goaltenders Friday and Saturday night?
Well, I think it was good. It was good enough to get two wins, but we're not going to be able to get four goals on the road and expect to win hockey games. And that's not all on Jamie. I mean, that's on our team also. But we have to get better there. And I continue to press to be better, You're only as good as your last game. And if you can look at your game and say you had a really, really good game, then great. But I think there's a lot of room for improvement all over our team and in goal.
And one more question, Coach. Max Vallis, your thoughts on his play on the weekend? He had not been in the lineup for a while.
Max came in and did a real nice job. I thought he played very well on Friday. He's got a good stick. He's got some real patience with the puck. He's a smart offensive player. But what I really liked about him is he threw his body around a little bit too. But those puck touches are critical. And he hadn't played for a while. I didn't think he played as well Saturday. Though he made a big play on the tying goal that got us into overtime. He was on the ice for that goal. So he's doing some real good things, and I think he'll continue to get better.
All right, thanks for your questions. And, Coach, a couple of questions from me. You look at the Johnstone brothers, and, wow, six goals on the weekend. They're really kind of the hot hand right now.
Well, they are, and good for them. Like I said, David, we knew he's got a proven track record of being a good goal scorer, and it's nice to have him back in the lineup. And he's just starting to get, in hockey shape and in form. I see him just continuing to get better and better as the season goes. Jacob has played, really well, most of the season. He's really used his speed. I think he's poised to really have a really good run here, during his senior year. So, and we're going to need that secondary scoring. We got some this weekend. So overall, really happy, obviously, with David and Jake.
How excited are you for this winter carnival, Coach?
Well, I'm very excited. It's a great time. It's a great time to be a Michigan Tech student. It's a great time for the community. Obviously, we get a ton of people coming in to showcase off our university and our community and obviously our hockey program. So I'm really excited about the games. I know our players are itching and can't wait to get going. And overall, it's going to be, a good and festive weekend for not only Michigan Tech hockey, but our school and our community as a whole.
And I know, the game comes first. You need to get the win. This is always a special time for the players. It's like the outdoor game at Comerica Park. Everybody wants to be a part of it. It's got to be tough to tell some kids, you're not in the lineup tonight.
Well, that's the unfortunate part. That's the hardest part of coaching is when you have to bring a young man in and you look him in the eye and tell him you're not playing. Mm-hmm. And it's tough because most guys have confidence in themselves and they all want to play. Mm-hmm. But like I said, that's the hardest part of coaching is not being able to dress someone or travel someone. It stinks, Dirk, to tell you the truth, but it's part of the deal. And our guys, whether they agree or disagree, they've been really good about that this year, and they've continued to work hard and to make our team overall better.
Very good. Thanks to Coach. That is all the time. And everybody, get your tickets. 487-2073. We'll see you at the McGinnis Friday night at 7, Saturday afternoon at 5. Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, and I want to say a special shout-out to John Beckler, our bus driver, who did a great job getting us home safely. Thanks, John.